what that means exactly, and essentially it's anything including, up to and including commercial, you know, full commercial use. So it's a mixture, could be a mixture of residential, could be nightly rental, could be shopping mall, could be theme park, for what it's worth. I mean, that's not in the county, but that is what's just to the east of this.
Did I get the one? Which one?
What's the contour interval on that?
The interval on this parcel?
No, the other part. The parcel's next to
this one.
No,
to the left.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Well, we're at 244 here, and down here we're like at 1134, so that's 110 feet from this point to that point.
Not a 2-to-1 slope.
And that's going straight to the west. It won't pull up if I zoom out. At the top, it's 1252.
Couldn't be.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Did you say the property next door is storage?
Yes, it is. It is zoned commercial, and it is storage. Storage operation.
Any idea what they store in there?
I don't know.
Automobiles.
Vintage?
No.
Owner of Branson Repair.
Yeah, something with
Branson Collision, sorry. Mm.
And they live in Chamorro Heights.
So they're in and out of there periodically with vehicles.
They have their personal, some of their personal vehicles there, yes.
Any other questions for the applicant? Comments, discussion amongst ourselves.
I don't think it's going to be that much of an impact on myself. But again, if I'd been over there, I probably wouldn't have either.
I've got a hypothetical question. Can I ask you guys?
No, you've had time to speak, so we need to let the process work itself out, and please. So we'll ask the applicant. My comment is, it sounds like there's a lot of traffic issues, but that's not really the applicant's fault, and it doesn't seem like that he would be dramatically increasing the traffic flow. I do understand the concern of the potential of the blind curve if they didn't understand that curve or the curve to the west, I guess, of the property. But as a potential landowner, it would seem like they have the right to to develop the property within the confines of the area with commercial property on the right and what looks like property that can't be developed on the left. Any other comments or feedback? And again, just for everyone here, this is a recommendation to the county commission, so either way, it will be up to their decision of what we recommend, and that's on June 28th again. And we do have a form that when we make a motion, we would have to follow on that if anyone's comfortable or if we need to ask any more questions, comments.
Mr. Chairman, I hear a lot of the things that are being said. I mean, they make a lot of sense. We have developments going on out where I live. We struggle with traffic. We struggle with worrying about wells and all that. But at the end of the day, I think your comment that, or somebody's comment, it's a private piece of property. It doesn't seem like it's going to impact a lot of things. I don't really see that we would have any real reason to turn it down, at least attempt to move it ahead. So having said that, much to the chagrin of many, I'm going to make a motion to approve the application number 21001 for amendment to the Taney County zoning by Marvel Foyer for the parcel located at 2935 State Highway 65 from A1 to NR1.
Got a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of voting for the motion to approve the application, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed?
6-1.
6-1. So June 28th will be the next hearing date.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I think we just need one. Okay, next up we have Meyer Land Company, which is rezoning a property located at 1823 North State Highway 265 from A1 Agricultural to NR3 Multifamily Nightly Rental. Scott?
Yeah, give me just a second to get caught up. Land LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a rezoning request of parcel number 18-210-131.000 owned by Meyer Land LLC, located at 1823 North State Highway 265, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for NR3 multifamily nightly rental district. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 6.5 acres in size with no structures on the property. The property is served by Missouri American Water for Water, City of Branson for Central Sewer, and access to the parcel is off North State Highway 265. Parcels to the west are residential lots zoned R1 single family residential. 5-acre parcel to the south is owned by Table Rock at Branson Incorporated and is in the city limits of Branson. The parcel to the east is an 8-acre parcel zoned A1 agricultural district owned by the Missouri American Water Company. We've had a lot of zoning and special use permits in this location, so you should be familiar. Chateau, Majestics, but here's our highlighted parcel. This is where Animal Safari meets State Highway 265. Does everybody know where we are? So just some pictures. Here's the access here. And it was steep enough that I didn't get off. There wasn't anything to really take a picture of. But I did take a picture of the highway to the south, to the north. Then I added your NR3 use tables in case you had any questions on those, and I put that in your packets. Again, I can zoom in and out. This is our zoning layer on Beacon. That I would turn it over to the applicant.
Gentlemen, I'm Gail Meyer. I live at 365 Whisper Ridge. This piece of property we've owned for a long time. And fortunately, it's served by the city. Even though it's in the county, it's served by the city sewer. When I and one of my cohorts, another landowner, built the lift station, we actually put a line in that will handle up to 100 apartments from this piece of property on sewer to the city. Obviously, there's electric utilities there as well. You'll see that the land surrounding it is becoming the same as what we're requesting. And to the west, there's a parcel that's owned basically in one form or fashion by Sherry Hershen, and I talked to her Sunday about that, she's fine with that. So she keeps that because that's where her mother house was and where she grew up. And we have a separate agreement with her. We give access off of this property to her property if she ever wants it. It's zoned agricultural. We don't believe it'll ever be agricultural. The sight lines are really good in both ways. And you'll see, and there are some residences, and I think that's called Hummingbird Hills. It would be about 3 football fields away from, the closest house would be about 3 football fields away from any building that we could build and on that property. I did leave some notes for the people that got notices, and I haven't had any feedback. So I'm happy to answer any questions, and I appreciate your time.
Why don't we just see who, is there anyone in the audience that signed up to speak for this application? Anyone that signed up to speak that's opposed to this application? I guess come on back up. We'll throw some questions your direction. Any specific questions for the applicant?
So you're wanting to go to
NR3
or
NR3? NR3. Yeah, it would be. It's my understanding NR3 gives you the ability to build that big building or a small building, and then do whatever you want with it. Yeah. So.
Any other questions? Seems pretty straightforward from a utility road access. Developments surrounding the development. Do we have enough information to make a motion?
I would move approval of this application.
We've got to follow the guidelines. We've got to go through that as far as
okay.
So, Dave, would your motion include recommendation of approval of application 21002 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Meyer Land LLC for the parcel located at 1823 North State Highway 265 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission June 28th? Is that what your motion would be?
Is that a yes, Dave?
No. Yeah, I think I said yes.
He did?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approval of the application, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? then...